You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Your time has come.
A storm is coming.
And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
We'll be right back. welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you 6-6-2021. Yes, it is June 6th. We are more than halfway done with this year of 2021. And boy, oh boy, what a great year it has been. Regardless of how many bad things have happened, actually there are some things that are looking better for some of us. Altogether, I'd say the projection for things, if they continue the way that they're going, is that 2022 is really going to suck, to be honest. But, you know, it's our job to make sure that we change course on all of this. And in order to do so, I have enlisted the voice of somebody you have not heard for over 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh. It's been so long. And two weeks.
I don't get the same kinds of comments when she's not here. People aren't as interested in tuning in.
They're just not as pissed off, probably.
No, that's not it.
Oh, she's on again.
So I do have Sinead here with me.
Yep. And hello.
She is the proprietor, didn't say that right, of heathenherbs.com. And one little announcement, we have figured out our cocoa butter issue.
Did you brief anybody on the cocoa butter catastrophe?
We had mentioned it a while ago.
Yeah, it happened again. So we buy huge batches of cocoa butter, you know, like I don't even know how many pounds that block is. A lot. And I learned my lesson, you know, I usually order things in anticipation of running out because I can't quite know exactly when I'm going to run out. So I'd rather have my backup ready to go. Well, I should have checked it and done a test batch with this block when I got it, because you only have 30 days to return it and then you're screwed. But it's fine. Nothing's wrong with it in the way that it smells, but the way that it behaves is completely different than the other cocoa butter we had. So all of our formulas changed again. It's really freaking annoying, but I made sure to reach out to anybody that got the deodorant to make sure everything was okay. And I replaced a few that, you know, people said they were too soft. So I'm willing to do that. So yeah, we figured that out. Thank the gods.
So we have a cocoa butter now from the same company, but it's not deodorized.
Yeah.
So if you've gotten the deodorants or any of the other products that involve cocoa butter before, and it smells a little bit like added chocolate scent, that's because
it's real cocoa butter. We were using deodorized because cocoa butter does have a pretty strong smell and some people don't like it. And, you know, the essential oils are able to cut through more. But yeah, we needed to use something that worked with what we were doing. So luckily this batch does. So yeah, now the deodorants are back up and the mag butters are even better now. They're like creamier.
I think they actually work better. Having a bad cocoa butter batch screwed up every single product that used cocoa butter. It's so stressful.
Because it's not like we're ordering from different places. We order from the same frickin' place every time. And they're like, oh, we're gonna give you this kind this time. And then maybe it'll be different next time. It's frustrating. But it seems that we've worked it out.
Yeah, we tried altering the formulas to be able to use that very expensive block of cocoa butter.
And it did not work.
Didn't work.
Which is really weird. It's like the deodorant formula is so sensitive that if you change one little thing, it just screws up. The entire thing sucks.
Yeah.
If you just add like 0.5 more ounces, it's just ruined. It sucks. But we figured it out.
Yeah.
Figured it out.
One less thing to be stressful about, and that's good.
Yes, definitely.
We're very busy people, so wasting time and products. Even just the compostable tubes, which are not cheap.
Oh, God. Those
can be very stressful.
Those things are so damn stressful. I'm all for saving the environment and everything, but trying to pour melted lip balms and stuff into these little paper tubes, it just gives me anxiety thinking about it.
One drop on the tube.
The whole thing's screwed. It's like, oh, I can't sell this now because there's a little bit of oil on the side. I am probably eventually, I've been saving some of the oily stuff. I'm going to sell the oily stuff. If you want it for like $2 off just because it got a little oily, I'll give it away because I don't want to waste it.
Yeah, people have bought a lot of products like that.
I understand if you're buying a product, you don't want it to arrive like freaking covered in oil. I wouldn't like that. You know, I'd be thinking, what the hell? There's a certain standard.
Unless I got savings.
If it was on sale and you're like, yeah, I know I'm getting an oily tube of, you know, deodorant. That's okay because I got $2 off. Mm-hmm. So I will eventually do that. But I'm just really glad that we got that figured out. for now, until we need another batch of cocoa butter, and, you know, they decide to give us another type.
So, before we get into news and views and Jews and all that, anything regarding your music that you wanted to talk about? I know you don't have any new tracks to promote or anything like that, at least not yet.
I've got like a million in the works. That's my problem. I've got like three that are pretty almost done. They just need to like be mixed, mastered, add a few little things here and there. But I don't know, I can't stay focused on one project for too long. Yeah. I kind of just go bouncing around. But I am going to be finishing a few things. I've got some solo stuff that I'm doing only with myself. I've got like two other songs that I'm doing, or three other songs with people that I've just met on different producer forums. You know, I don't even know who the hell they are, but we're going to make some music together. That's like been most of my music that I've done. I've never met these people. Mm-hmm. You just kind of meet people on forums, or there's different websites where if you're a guitarist and you want to, you know, find a vocalist, if you're a vocalist, you want to work with other people. That's the cool thing about the internet. You can do stuff from the comfort of your home, make cool projects with people from all over the world.
Yeah, that's how I sold a lot of my paintings, is through the internet. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with painting. I hate having to finish a painting. I love getting a painting started, getting it looking good, but then
the
actually
details.
Finishing it,
it's the same thing with music. Yeah, laying out the idea and, you know, doing the creative process is so fun, seeing it all come together, and then you're like, okay, now I need to mix it all together and glue it all together and have everything sound good and have the harmonics right so people's ears don't get tired of listening to it. All these little details, that's not the fun part. And that's why it's hard to finish projects, I think. And that's why I'm having a hard time finishing the three things that are really close to being finished, because I know I need to go in and do the tedious work, you know, the tuning and the little things here and there, which sometimes I just don't have the time for.
Yeah.
It takes a long time.
Sometimes when I'm working on multiple paintings at the same time, I'll just set arbitrary deadlines for myself. I'll tell the people, I'll have it to you by next week. So then I really have to just get it in gear and finish it off. Because otherwise it's just like a monkey on your back.
I know.
Something hanging over your head.
That's why I like remix competitions. I've only done one, but I got in the top five. Woohoo. But I like it because it's like a quick little thing. You know, you have a deadline, but you have stems. You have like all the different parts that they've already done. So you just kind of mix them around and then add your own thing. So that's always fun to get practice doing stuff like that. Just short little projects. But the long projects are hard to finish.
So when are you going to collab with Jorius?
do some Fash Wave, Mr. Bond. Oh, man. No, I unfortunately haven't heard any real, like, good music come out of the dissident right. Not that I belong to them. I do not.
Okay.
But it's just kind of sad.
I know how cheesy it is, and I don't like them for a number of reasons, but I'd say that the closest I've seen to people actually having a positive attempt at it is that Uber Folk with Philosopher Cat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say theirs is like the most tolerable out of all. It's not my personal cup of tea. You know, like I wouldn't put that on and like really like feel moved and jam out to it. But that's just me personally. It's not horrible, you know? Like they have musicality. It's just folk. I like folk music, but that neo-folk stuff for me, it just, to me it all sounds the same.
It's a little dark, usually, with the
messaging. Yeah, and I'm all for dark. I love, like, minor chords and dark themes in music, something that's moving. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just not... It's not...
The aesthetic...
My thing.
You know, it's...
It's nice.
It's nice. You know, the woods.
The pagan dress and everything.
Yeah. And it's good good music videos. The production quality is
Yeah, well, the production quality is really good.
Yeah. And it's kind of unfortunate that they put so much time and effort into those videos.
And
nobody watches them. You know, a couple thousand, that's not bad, but it's just, you know, if you actually try to do something that's wholesome and uplifting, you know,
you kind of just get pushed to the bottom. Yep.
The only thing with Philosopher Cat, which is the female singer, I don't know her real name, but
I forget what it is.
But, you know, I remember when she stood up to some of those...
The white Sharia guys. Yeah, she did a really good... And she, I think she took it down, because I don't see it anymore. But she did a really good video, you know, just talking about the whole white Sharia thing and how this needs to stop and this attitude towards women. I think she still does talk about it, but she also talks about Julius Evola and does, like, all these series on Julius Evola when... Julius Evola is not someone to be looked up to or someone to, like, teach the world about. He doesn't really have anything to offer. He's a degenerate artist. And he was banned from the Third Reich for a reason. He also, you know, has this whole thing about submissive women and women needing to be submissive. So it doesn't make sense that someone would be so concerned with, you know, spreading the good word of Julius Evola.
So many people are. Revolt against the modern
world. It's trendy. It's trendy. That's like the new kind of trendy thing. Oh, yeah. Or the whole, like, Pinochet and helicopters thing. Anything, it's trendy.
Anything but National Socialist ideological thought.
Yes. You can talk about fascism.
Yeah.
Oh, fascism. Yeah. Fascism is awesome. And I keep seeing people, you know, these people like the Australian National Socialist people. Remember Thomas those guys? Yeah. I had no idea how obviously controlled opposition they were. Remember their breeding thing? Talking about how their white men need to go out and breed with Jewesses to, like, you know, breed them out of the gene pool or something. It's this is just, a National Socialist
jokes.
Group.
It's just jokes.
And I mean, some of those guys might have had tans. They were all covered up, so you couldn't see their faces. But I don't think those were white men. They were very dark.
Some Australian guys do get pretty tan out there.
But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised
when you're pushing for white men to go have sex and impregnate Jewish women.
And National Socialists shouldn't be hiding their faces in balaclavas and frickin' wearing all black and doing the Wakanda X. Do you see that picture of them with the Wakanda X? Like, oh, is that like NX or something? Like National Socialism?
So this Thomas Sewell guy, who I guess is the leader of them, you know, he shows his face.
Yeah.
He went to confront this media organization that he said, you know, had done a hit piece on him. And so there was this video, you know, that his buddy had recorded where he goes in, then they get escorted out by a black security guard, and then Thomas ends up getting, you know, maybe he gets, like, touched by the black guy, and he punches him.
Yes.
But if you slow down the video, it's totally fake. It's completely staged. It was almost as staged as Nathan D'Amigo versus Moldy Locks.
Well, Moldy Locks, yeah. Wasn't that what she went by? Yeah,
the punch heard...
Round the world.
That's how she referred to herself. That's what all...
Goldie? Well, what did she go by,
though? I have no idea, but because she was some, like,
Antifa porn person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all called her Moldy Locks, and that was...
I mean, it was a fitting nickname.
Now he's, But if you actually look at it, she throws a punch into the air to nobody.
Yeah, it was like staged.
She obviously stops on a certain spot.
Stage combat.
Yeah, really. Throws a punch into absolutely nothing. Turns and then receives his punch perfectly.
And the camera's right there like, good job, guys.
And as she's going down... Nathan's natural reaction
is to catch her.
He kind of goes and tries to catch her fall.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want her to actually get hurt.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. That whole thing. And that set up so much of the kind of confrontations we saw. That was before Charlottesville.
Yeah.
That was before...
Wait, wasn't that Charlottesville? Or was that the Berkeley thing?
No, it wasn't even Berkeley, I don't think.
There were so many shill events. I just can't even keep track.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even keep track. But what got me on to talking about those guys? I'm trying to remember now.
Well, the breeding program.
But there was something before that, too.
One of the rules on the picture that they had, I think, their Gab account, the first rule was don't tell the missus.
Don't tell the missus.
She might consider it cheating. You're not cheating, though.
You're not cheating.
You're doing your Aryan duty.
That's an Aryan man's duty to go out and impregnate the Jewesses.
Honey, I wasn't cheating. She was Jewish.
I was doing my duty as a white man.
I'm having a Jewish bastard, okay? It's my Aryan duty.
That's what the NS would have done. Him.
Yeah, I might be having to pay some child support, but I'm not going to raise the bastard.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's what real National Socialists do, guys. Yeah. They advocate for race mixing with the enemy. I mean, just, yeah. But it's just a meme, bro. It's just a meme. Just like White Boy Summer. White Boy Summer is the new white Sharia, by the way, if you haven't noticed. all of these little shills embracing it. HT, you know, who now has merged with Joby Val, who is like the freaking alt-right. It's all just the same thing. Proud Boys. Yeah, it's...
But was it...
Gets me worked up still.
Wasn't Handsome Truth in the Goyim Defense League? Weren't they involved with that No Race guy?
Yeah, they were at one time. You know, is that No Race guy still around? Let me look it up.
I was just thinking about that.
I have my computer in front of me tonight. We're in a new room, so this is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I can look things up on the internet. So, wait, no, I can't.
This guy
it's not
was,
working.
This guy was promoting the idea that race just doesn't exist. Pretty much Franz Boas.
Yet calling out cultural Marxism. It's like, dude, you're saying the exact same thing. You're saying there's no such thing as race. It's the title of your channel. But I'm not a cultural Marxist, bro. Like, I'm different. I'm calling out Dugin. He was the one who was, you know, exposing the Duginists with HT and that little cricket-looking guy that died, apparently. Goy Mob, Incessant Goy.
Yeah.
He looked like a cricket. Like Jiminy Cricket. I wonder why the internet's not working right now. Maybe because we're using it on that computer?
Yeah, I'm stealing all the internet.
The room can't handle the two internet computer. All right, fine. Well, I'll let you look up the things on the internet over there. Turn mine off.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just disappeared. A lot of people have disappeared. Nathan D'Amigo, he went up and married that, rabbit?
Yeah,
rabbit
she was girl. Canadian, I think. I wonder if they live here or Canada.
I think they're completely done.
Yeah. They just, it's like a stage, you know, they come on and they play their part. But, you know, there are some that have stayed around forever, the veterans.
David Duke.
Yup, he's one of them. He's one of them. Storm you know, front. I wasn't even thinking that far back. I was thinking about Yoba. I was thinking about Baked Alaska.
He's always been advocating for our interests.
He is, and did you know that you can go donate to his fund right now, his Freedom Fund? You can also donate a prayer. Or you can donate actual money because we need to protect Yoba.
So, what does Yoba mean?
Year of Baked Alaska, I believe. Yes. Mm-hmm. I really don't even know. It's really hard to understand.
His first stream after getting out of prison, supposedly, or jail, whatever it was.
And he's not supposed to leave Arizona.
Yeah,
either.
I mean, he's going out to these nightclubs trying to get in. That first stream was just ridiculous. White Boy Summer! Yo, it's White Boy Summer!
White Boy Summer! And then he's like, BLM sucks to some random black bouncer. I'm pretty sure he's not even, like, repping BLM. He's just doing his job. I'm pretty sure they were in Tampa as well. They keep coming to Florida with all their shenanigans. HT, Baked Alaska.
I would bounce that boy so
Oh, my
quickly.
God. Yes, I would. Can you imagine that
Get
little midget
out.
Up
Get
there?
Like,
I want to
come
to the pool party
right
on
now.
The roof. White Boy Summer. Oh, God. I would gladly eject him from the venue. Go away, you're ruining everything. Oh, it was great. He harassed some blonde young lady on the street. You know, he was like just harassing her with his live streaming.
I thought they were in a bar or something.
No, she was walking down the street and she hit her car alarm.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, oh, really? And hit her car alarm to like alert everyone around her that this creepy Jew was following her down the road. And then he gets all embarrassed and he goes, yeah, well, you know, you're too tall for me anyways. I love that. You're too tall for me. Like, no, you're a midget.
So.
How about you're a midget? Yeah. What was one? He was playing darts? Did it? He...
Oh, yeah. And then some.
Oh, and the girl starts fighting him.
She threw a dart at him.
Yeah, she threw. And then because a girl threw a dart at him, he's like trying to get the cops called and he's trying to get her kicked out. He's telling on her like, do you see this? It's because I'm a man. If a woman did this, you know, they get away with it. But if I threw a dart at her, I'd be arrested.
You know, nobody's ever thrown a dart at me.
No, probably, especially not a woman throwing a dart at you at a bar.
Yeah, my friends.
I wonder what would warrant that.
Darts, but no, it was never out of anger, you know, because I was being a dick to some woman at a bar.
He was there with this guy that goes by the name Chaggett.
Oh,
okay,
Chaggett.
I've been trying to understand this degenerate little subculture. So Chaggett is Baked Alaska's little sidekick, and he side dick. He hates women. He pepper sprayed his own sister when she was 14 years old. He also was pulled over and, you know, has meth possession charges. He ran over a woman, hit her with his car. And he's one of these like MRA types that thinks that, you know, women have all this privilege. They get away with everything. They have things so easy and us poor men, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So that's who he was with, Chagat.
He self-identifies as Chagat.
As Chagat.
Yeah,
yeah. That's cool. He's like very proud of Pepper Spraying his sister. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's great.
Good
but
people.
Go ahead and donate to these people, please, because they're going to mega, they're going to yoba. It's going to be great.
The boys of White Boy Summer.
White Boy Summer is, it's the new white Sharia. That's what
it is. It's not even summer yet, so just wait.
Because, oh just yeah, wait. Oh, just wait. There's going to be some crazy shit, I'm sure, associated with this. Definitely.
Well, let's talk about what the media is actually not talking about. They like to focus on White Boy Summer and all these characters because it's such an easy way to make white people who are standing up for their interests look terrible.
Yeah.
Because these are the people that...
It's just a meme, though.
Average people think of when they think about, oh, white nationalists. Mm-hmm. Oh, baked Alaska.
That's why they used that font on his, you know, shirts and everything.
Oh, yeah, Chet Hanks's.
Yep.
Yeah, the shirts.
Well, and the thing is, real quick, before you get to that, the reason it's white Sharia all over again is that they're saying, it's just a meme. We're embracing, you know, the anti-whites memes, and we're, like, turning it around on them. Just like they were using Donald Trump to, you know, further their views, which obviously didn't work. So yeah. It's the same mindset.
All those guys 5-6 years ago who were telling us that we just gotta... Basically, they were telling us to trust the plan back then.
Trust the plan. It's just all for the lulz.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Yeah.
How'd the most Jewish president...
Biden's president now. Weird. Weird how that happened.
That was an alley-oop.
Yep.
They got what they needed done from the Zionist right.
Yep.
You know, Trump's got his name on a settler town in Israel.
And he's got all these brainwashed, like, true news people.
Yeah.
And these Q-tards who think that Trump's going to become president in January
August.
Or some...
No, it's August. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then as soon as it's August, they're going to shift the goalposts again. No, actually, it's November. Just like Jurassic Liars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's going to happen this year, guys. He's been saying this for 5 years.
Okay. So...
I'm going to open the windows because we don't have an AC in here that we can put on.
It gets
mind if
loud.
I open the... Oh,
sure.
But we're going to be loud.
Whatever.
I'm just... We need some airflow in here.
We can take a break in a little bit.
Okay.
If you want.
Okay, we'll
so... Let's talk about this Black Panther type rally that took place kind of to commemorate the Tulsa Massacre. And there's so many lies about this. I covered this a couple of years ago because they had that Watchmen TV show. And it was all about Tulsa race riots and Black Wall Street and how white people just did... They massacred all the hundreds of black people. They've only
terrible.
Found 12 people in the supposed mass graves. So
it was a massacre.
So it's 10 white people. Okay, so what actually happened in Tulsa? There wasn't really a Black Wall Street. Some black people had some businesses, but it was not. It wasn't like this thriving black metropolis, okay? What happened was you had a black man who raped a white girl, got imprisoned.
No, he didn't.
But
he didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing.
So basically their version of the Black Panthers or the NFAC and the Not Fucking Around Coalition went down to the courthouse, and they were thinking this guy was going to get lynched, or supposedly, so they wanted to free him. They ended up confronting a group of white people, and they shot and killed 10 white people.
Wow.
So the armed blacks went down to protect a rapist of a white woman, one of their brothers, who didn't do nothing.
This sounds just like the ADL.
And what, yeah, exactly.
The Nigger Defense League.
And what happened was they murdered some white people, so white people said, we're not going to have that.
Yeah.
Back then,
that's got to stop.
Some white people had backbones, just like they did
with
Leo Frank.
Can you imagine? Gosh, that's such a relic of history.
And they said, nuh-uh. So maybe 20-something black people died. But yet, it's this massive event now. And they set the stage with shows like Watchmen. Because nobody even knew about it. Who knew about the Tulsa race riots, the Tulsa massacre, Black Wall Street until just before
the reality
a few years ago?
Created.
Exactly.
The narrative is being spun by a little sinister spider.
And Joe Biden came out to commemorate this and talk about how white supremacists, the greatest terror threat to the homeland.
This is going to backfire in their faces.
I hope so. Well, here's...
I really feel like it is.
Here's a speech... where you have this going on. We got a bunch of black people gathered together. Let's just listen in here to what's going on. I I don't even think this is the right one. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go find the right clip. Yeah. So the okay. So it's the time is coming. Rat-a-tat-tat. Kill everything white in sight. Is what.
Oh, that's nice. Freedom of speech, though, so, you know?
Trying to play Twitter clips, and Twitter clips are just so infuriating, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get this. We've had some technical difficulties thus far.
We spent like a half hour in here, because we're in a new room. We spent a good half hour just trying to get everything to be able to record.
Mm-hmm.
It's
getting late.
Yeah.
But we're gonna do this. We're going to do it right.
Yeah.
And here's the clip.
Okay. All right. And as always, we pushing death to white supremacy.
That's right.
Death to capitalism.
That's right.
Death to imperialism. And death to fascism.
Yeah.
We pushing an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
A tooth for a tooth.
Yes, sir.
A head for a head.
Goddamn
and
right.
And a life for a life.
Now.
These demons of white supremacy bust us upside the head and brought us over here to pick cotton so they can get rich, so they can get wealthy.
That's what they did.
But I would like to tell you that even though you are not in Africa, Africa was born in you.
Yeah. Now.
Africa was born in you.
Now.
Now we did this powerful historical event. We must not let it stop right there.
Yeah.
We must look deeply into the so-called black-on-black violence, the community violence. The fear, the self-hatred, which tricks us to fight each other, which tricks us to gangbang.
No.
We must go into our hood, the hood, not outside, the real hood, and teach those hoods, teach those GDs, teach those white lords, teach those blood, teach those Crips that they started off revolutionary. You must understand that they put us through vicious suffering. This is oppression. And when we defend themselves, when we defend ourselves, once they die, we must understand we can never give them the pain that they gave us. So once they get buried, Khalid Abdul Muhammad taught us, once they are buried, we must bury them, dig them up, and kill them again. Bury them. Dig them up.
Ashe.
And kill them again.
Ashe.
Bury them.
Bury them.
Dig them up.
Dig them up.
And kill them again.
Kill them again.
Kill them again. And again.
And again. Right, there are more clips and everything. I just, I didn't have everything lined up correctly here. But you get the point.
Where was this?
I think that was maybe
where do
around
people
Tulsa.
Like this exist?
Everywhere now. And they're promoted all the time. White people just saying, hey, white people have a right to exist.
No.
White supremacist terror threat. Raid his home.
Yeah.
Take his stuff.
Yeah.
Take his guns. But these guys were all armed. This was, I think some of them were the NFAC.
Well, yes, it's becoming very obvious.
So it's infuriating to see the highest levels of Zog, really spinning this narrative about the white supremacist terror threat.
Yeah.
When it doesn't exist, the only white supremacist terror threat that actually exists is the Adam Waffen siege tards, who
the
are completely
feds,
completely
the
controlled by the feds and the Mossad,
yeah.
Yes. It's just, it's so obvious to anybody that's paying attention. If you really want to talk about terror threat and violent extremism, look at what happens every single day in any major city where blacks kill, not just blacks, but but all of us, especially white people these days, because they've been incited to hate us. And, I mean, there are so many stories just about black people targeting white people just because of our skin color. But, of course, not hate crime, not an international news story. But a white person offends a black person. International news, get them fired. One story that I have been seeing making the rounds is this psychologist, this doctor gave a talk
that
at
creature
Yale.
Is so hideous to look at. Like, wow. Wow, that's a special kind of ugly.
Yeah, so
on the
gonna,
inside and the outside.
I'm not going to play the clip. For some reason, the clip didn't even embed on the story, even though all these comments. I guess some people might be seeing it. She said to Yale's Child Study Center, where she was giving a presentation, "I had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away, relatively guiltless with a bounce in my step.
Oh, well,
like I did the world
step.
A fucking favor."
Oh,
her
that's
lecture
so nice.
Was called "The Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind."
That's not psychopathic, though. That's not psychopathy on display.
That's love. When you're trying to kill white people, that's love.
White dead people equals love.
But they get away with it. And that's why they're willing, they're so emboldened.
Well, yes, they are for now.
Yes.
They definitely
are. When
are
there
going
to be repercussions?
You know, there could be, for all we know. We're not going to hear about it, probably. There might be little repercussions here and there throughout the world that we don't know about, but nothing on a mass scale yet, no. And that's what's the most frustrating thing about this all.
And especially with what's being done to these children as well.
Yeah.
So there's a story here. Dalton parents enraged over masturbation videos for first graders.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't see that. Oh, my God.
Dalton,
was that on the Tribune?
I didn't know. Post
That's
this on Tribune.
Fucking insane.
I saved it for discussion here.
What the fuck?
You can find this in New York Post. The Dalton school's been in the news quite a bit. The $55,000 per year school
for children.
Oh, that's
like a prestigious Dalton school.
So they're saying it's just been misinterpreted. I talked about their porn literacy workshop a couple weeks ago.
What the fuck? For children?
Yeah, well, for I think middle school, maybe high school, for the porn literacy workshop.
God.
It was disgusting. You have to go back and listen to that one. But this one is for 6-year-olds, showing them video about touching themselves for pleasure.
God, this is sick.
You know, there's some quotes from it. "How come sometimes my penis gets big and sometimes points in the air? Sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good."
Okay, this is...
I have to touch my vulva, too.
This just reminded me of something. We weren't taught this in school, but, like, in the parents' circle in our, like, neighborhood and everything, there were these really creepy books that all the parents would, like, let each other share to, like, explain puberty to their children. And I just remember... I don't know the right way to teach about that stuff because our son isn't at that age, so I don't know. But I just don't think that giving children, like, cartoon illustrations of, like... sexual things is necessary. And I remember being so creeped out by this book. It was like drawn in cartoon fashion with these like ugly, grotesque looking like fat characters, these cartoons. And it showed like erections and like all this stuff. It just made me feel so uncomfortable. And I don't know what the right way to find out about all that stuff is because I was so corrupted at a young age. Like I don't even know the right way. But that's not it.
So the crazy thing is that they're also teaching these children that they need to get consent from their relatives to hug them. So, masturbation and porn and all that, that's great. But you need to have your parents and grandparents ask you for a hug.
You can also go get a gene-altering vaccine and some free ice cream.
Change your gender.
You can also cut off your penis or get a penis attached to you. But,
so what's really...
Don't be actually intimate with another person.
Interesting is that a lot of this work, in particular, this person Fonte, who's doing all this sex stuff at Dalton. Fonte's work at the school is reportedly funded by a $450,000 grant given to Dalton in 2012 by hedge fund billionaire Bill Ackman's Pershing Square Foundation. Have you heard of Bill Ackman?
Is he like some right-wing guy?
No, Bill Ackman is a Jew, of course.
Cool,
and
hedge fund guy, right?
Yeah, he made a huge amount of money betting on all the stocks going down after the pandemic.
Wasn't it that, it was that pharmaceutical company, I forget
what it was called. I don't know if he was involved with that, but basically he...
Pretty sure he was.
He made a huge amount of money betting on everything crashing right before it did. So, yeah, this Jew's involved in this now.
Oh, shocking. Yeah. I'm just so surprised.
Font's workshop, the porn literacy one, is called Porn Literacy, an intersectional focus on mainstream porn. Anything that has intersectional in the title...
It's anti-white.
Oh, yeah.
It's just anti-life.
You know what's funny? I saw this Onion article from 2001, and it's just... It's kind of funny because they wouldn't publish this now.
Remember the Grabbler from the Onion?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe they got away with that.
Gay Pride Parade sets mainstream acceptance of gays back 50 years. So they have a quote, you know, fake quote by somebody. I always thought gays were just regular people, just like you and me. And that the stereotype of homosexuals as hedonistic, sex-crazed deviants was just a destructive myth, said mother of four, Hannah Jarrett. 41, mortified at the sight of 17 tanned and oiled boys cavorting in jockstraps to a throbbing techno beat on a float shaped like an enormous phallus. Boy, oh boy, was I wrong. Was our boy the golden one there?
It probably was, with his Bjorn Borg undies, like, gyrating.
So they go, the parade, organized by the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian and Bisexual and Transvestite and Transgender Alliance.
Wow, that's L-A-G-A, a title right there.
L-A-B-A-T-A-X-Y-Z-A
squared 10.
Was intended to promote acceptance, tolerance, and equality for the city's gay community. Just the opposite, however, was accomplished, as the event confirmed the worst fears of thousands of non-gay spectators, cementing in their minds a debauched and distorted image of gay life.
Say it isn't so.
Straight out of the most virulent right-wing hate literature.
Oh my god. Wow. That's pretty hilarious.
One more paragraph, it's funny. Among the parade sights and sounds that did inestimable harm to the gay rights cause, a group of obese women in leather biker outfits passing out clitoris-shaped lollipops to horrified
onlookers. Was it Tabitha?
A man in military uniform leading a submissive masochist clad in diapers and a baby bonnet around on a dog leash. Several Hispanic dancers
accurate.
In rainbow wigs and miniskirts performing humping motions on a mannequin dressed as the Pope.
I can see it now. It sounds, you know, completely
and
accurate.
A dozen gyrating drag queens in see-through dresses holding penis-shaped beer bottles that appeared to spurt ejaculate-like foam when shaken and poured on the passerbys. This is all happening, like, in now...
Yeah, in front of children.
First graders, kindergartners in the library, public school. Yeah. That's what's happening. All right.
But, you know, don't homeschool your children or anything. You can totally protect them from all of this. Like, you know, they'll have their spiritual armor and stuff. I can't... Yes. I'm sorry. Like, how can you allow this to happen?
You should.
As a parent, you can't.
So we got a few more stories to get through here. Just real quickly back to all the anti-white stuff going on. You know, nobody in the mainstream or the political
Tucker Carlson.
Besides Tucker Carlson,
he's so base.
Have been discussing any of this. But here's just one of the big riots that took place in 2020 and also 2021. All the anti-white riots where... people are causing billions of dollars worth of damage, but it's still white supremacist biggest terror threat. Okay.
Yeah.
Because January 6th with that staged operation, that's all they can point to. And Charlottesville.
Which staged operation?
January 6th was the insurrection at the Capitol.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. The coup.
Go to White House!
There's some diversity. Was that in Richmond right here? That is in Richmond. You chosen beautiful leaders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's
Thank
also
you so much.
There's also a clip of people part of Antifa, the Black Bloc, talking about. I can't wait.
Oh, he's like, I don't even remember that.
No,
that guy's name.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name anymore.
This
I'm not gonna lie.
Them saying, I can't wait until black people lynch white people.
It's gonna be so lit.
Yeah, this one's short. Of course, Twitter mutes it automatically when I try to play. I hate Twitter. Jack Dorsey, coming for you.
It's always like sideways, too.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of work to get the Twitter clips to just play.
I just hate Twitter. Especially since they
banned
me.
Yeah, it seems like years ago we were on Twitter tweeting about various things. Oh, permaband. I've even tried to make new ones just like for my music. I would have to go get a new phone number, which I'm just not that dedicated. Get a burner, like, I would need to have a smartphone. I don't even need to get a burner.
Alright, ready?
This is 21. Maybe. Whoa! What was that? You want to say it again?
Yes.
Black
people lynch white people!
You guys do it all the freaking time.
Yeah, it's already happening.
For nothing. There are people excusing black murderers. Well, she said the N-word.
Oh my god.
She deserved it. You say the N-word, death sentence.
Yeah. They can say it all they want.
Oh.
But you say it, Whitey?
I'll tell you what, though. There's a pecking order. There is a pecking
order. Yeah, if you have whitish skin within the black community, it's like you're not allowed to...
Well, not even that. I'm just saying, if you are a black person, you get entitled to some things. You have some black privilege, but you do not have Jewish privilege.
Nope.
And if you are a black person who is even a diversity offer at diversity
officer,
there you go, at Google, then you can get fired for comments you made in 2007. Yeah. Do you see this?
So it's like you're allowed to hate on whitey all you want, but the minute you turn around and start to even question Jewish power or speak against it, no.
So here's the story. Not allowed. Google diversity chief offers private apology for anti-Semitic remarks.
Private apology.
Then he got fired. Private. So this guy back in 2007 had said that.
Just dig up this shit.
Yep.
In 2007, you had a bad, naughty thought.
He wrote in 2007, because Israel's bombing Gaza, of course. You know, that's what they do.
How dare he criticize that? He said,
if I were a Jew, I'd be concerned about my insatiable appetite for war and killing in defense of myself.
How dare he say that? Against our chosen, beautiful leaders.
He said, self-defense is undoubtedly an instinct, but I'd be afraid of my increasing insensitivity to the suffering of others. That actually sounds like the Marlon Brando quote. Remember that
one?
Jews are just indifferent, or they just don't care about the suffering of others.
That's why I hate seeing all these trolls being like, yes, my fellow white man, we need to kill all the Muzzies, all the Muslims. Muslims, Muslims, Muslims. It's like... Yeah, I don't like the Muslim religion, but it's not just Muslims, it's like Arabs, you know, it's
And why are Africans. Muslims so evil? Why are Muslims? Because they're just anti-Semitic. Yeah, some of them are going after like Grimmie gangs, but mainly like they're just
anti-Semitic
terrorists going after Israel, our greatest ally.
They've gotten so many disenfranchised white people to sympathize with Israel, it just makes me sick to my stomach to see. I really hate it, and they associate any kind of empathy towards Palestinians who are sharing the plight that we will share very soon, the same exact thing. They compare us to leftists because we care about what we will be facing very shortly. You know, empathy is such a vague term. You know, people think of empathy as like a bad thing, a female quality, right? Ooh, empathy. But empathy is more understanding that you could be in that shitty position very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they can. That's what I mean by having empathy in this situation. Right. Understand that you're not untouchable and that your little comfy life that you're living right now with your Twitch streams and your Pornhub and everything, it can go away in the blink of an eye and you have nothing left to help you survive.
They set up this whole narrative so well. With all the BDS being led by Jews and
BDS, what a name.
BDSM.
They
even call it the BDS movement. The BDSM.
The BDSM. That's got to be a joke. Like.
So they set this all up where they do throw up commie fists sometimes. And you've also got them associated with BLM. And you've got just all these shills. And you've got everybody, including, people who otherwise, talk a pretty good game, calling Israel an apartheid state just to cement
always,
in their minds that it's a white supremacist system.
It's not apartheid. It's a terrorist state. It doesn't even exist. It's not apartheid. It's Palestine.
And apartheid, there's nothing wrong with apartheid just being separate.
It's
but they don't let the Palestinians have that two-state solution. They don't let them be separate and just
They create that illusion to all the brainwashed Christards over here in this country and many other countries. And just even, not even Christards, but the whole like alternative religion sphere, they all still worship Yah. And you listen to your reggae music, right? Like Zion, Yah. Mm-hmm. So it's everywhere, and it's not good. It's not good for anybody.
You know what's interesting? You mentioned the Christards. The guy who played Jesus in Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ? He's an actor.
I always thought he played Jesus. I don't think I ever saw it. I just always thought because he was always associated.
I saw Apocalypto. And that was pretty interesting.
I don't think I remember who played...
I'd also eaten pot brownies that I got from California.
That sounds horrible. I would not want to eat pot brownies and watch that movie.
Quite an experience.
I feel like I would have a really bad time.
Yeah, I just started working for Google, so I got a nice high-def TV. I was like, okay, I'll watch
it. That sounds like it would give me a panic attack. I would want to watch something lighthearted and like nature. No,
it wasn't a pleasant experience necessarily, but it was an interesting
I enjoyed
one.
The
oh man
intense discomfort.
The costume designs, everything. Where they're on top of the pyramid sacrificing. It's definitely...
That sounds horrible.
It's one that, you know, doesn't make Mexicans, you know, look the best, which is why, Mel Gibson's a racist and all that, but...
The cartels totally don't do the same thing today, okay?
Exactly.
The cartels are very benevolent, loving people.
But you know who the greatest terrorist threat is?
White
people.
Actually, yeah. It's Cindy and Karen down the street who are knitting right now.
They called the cops on a black person who was trying to break in their house. Karen.
They didn't let Jamiroquai's...
Jamiroquai.
I couldn't even think of a better name. They didn't let Jamiroquai steal from their house right now.
He doesn't have any money anymore. His hits... It's single days.
You know what?
All
no, Jamiroquai was too white to be like seriously though.
Now
right?
He's turned to crime though.
Jamiroquai's music video with remember like the moving room.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, so Jesus, back to Jesus. He was played by Jim Caviezel, and he has gone full QAnon. So this is again, setting up the whole dialect.
Anybody who questions anything is a QAnon.
But here's the thing. I mean, what he's talking about. Is legitimate. He was giving a presentation to a 4,500 big crowd. I think it was all online. But he was talking about his new movie, Sound of Freedom. But he started going off and talking about adrenochrome. And let me just read a little bit from Yahoo News.
Interesting.
Essentially, it's an insane theory rooted in anti-Semitism. And the Pixar
That's
film.
Great that they have to say that. Like, oh, whoa, we're drinking baby blood, freaking anti-Semis.
This is what all the anti-Semites have always said. And the Pixar film Monsters, Inc. Oh, and oh yes, that
whoa,
film
that's
is
that's crazy that they're
it.
Actually, like...
Doing the Enter the Star stuff. I mean, because
whoa.
It's so... Once you know about adrenochrome and you see Monsters, Inc., you're, oh, geez.
Yeah, that's
what
it's about.
The fear of children. And they said that liberal elites and members of Hollywood are secretly killing children in order to harvest adrenochrome. Real quick,
no way.
Not just the liberal elites, not just them.
Yeah, it's all
the conservative
all.
Ones too.
Yeah.
Okay, so they say they're harvesting the adrenochrome from their blood for psychedelic experiences, satanic rituals, and even to extend their lifespan. Jewish vampires don't exist.
No.
They don't have ambrosia, right? They don't.
No
they're
way.
Constantly talking about using young blood to.
They don't make
themselves.
Circumcision or foreskin cream for their faces.
No. Stay young with baby foreskin cream.
What was that brand called again? Like
I forget, the Oprah one? The one Oprah
yeah.
promoted?
Juvederm? No, not that.
There was the one that Sandra Bullock promoted on the LBJ
yeah, it
show.
Was, yeah, there was a certain brand. I can't remember.
So Caviezel said, I'll just simplify it. When you were scared, you produce adrenaline. You're an athlete, you get in the fourth quarter, you have adrenaline that comes out. If a child knows he's going to die, his body will secrete this adrenaline.
Jesus,
they have a lot of terms that they use that Tim Ballard takes me through. But it's the worst horror I've ever seen, the screaming alone. Even if I never, ever, ever saw it, it's beyond. So apparently he's seen videos of this.
Yeah, that's
maybe he's seen
really
it firsthand.
Disturbing
who knows what this Jesus
that he's
guy
talking
seen.
About that. Like,
yeah.
The screams,
he said,
I
these
remember.
People that do it, there'll be no mercy for them. So anti-Semitic Jesus, that's right. He's coming chase out the money changers.
Oh,
but
totally.
It's just crazy, though. When somebody who has worked in the industry, you know, a world-famous actor like this, or a world-famous musician like Van Morrison, they start saying, hey... they control the media, like Van Morrison said. Anti-Semite! This guy's saying, there are people who ingest baby blood for, you know, adrenochrome, but they're harvesting baby blood. And, no! This
way.
He just read some QAnon things. No, he's been in Hollywood. He knows.
Well, that's
these
why
kind of
they
people.
That it. They've really done a number with this QAnon thing because that's what every mainstream person is going to immediately associate with when you try to talk to them about elite child trafficking or just child trafficking in general.
Oh,
what do you want to be? Q-tard people? And now you've got like this. Who's that new right wing blonde lady with Milo? The
Witski.
Witsky. Yeah, I forget what I forget what her first name is. Lauren Witsky. She's now on True News with Milo, the Jewish sodomite child predator. And I guess she used to work for the Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah.
She was a heroin and meth addict. But she's seen the light, you guys. She's seen the light because of Daddy Trump. She's totally not still, you know, working within the mafia structure. No.
I remember
she's a pure Aryan goddess.
True News talking about how the COVID lockdown's a Nazi thing. And how and how the coup against Trump, it's a Jew coup. A Jew coup against Trump.
Yeah,
it's the Jews are just orchestrating this. Well, Trump does everything possible to bend over backwards for the Jews. Yeah, that's the Jew coup. The Jew coup happened.
But if you go on Gab, you'll get a great selection of Nick Fuentes. You'll get True News. You'll get, you know,
Tucker.
Moon landing memes. It'll Tucker Carlson. It's going to be lit. So check it out over at Gab. There's so many great things going on over there, like the Australian National Socialist Movement throwing up the Wakanda sign and advocating for breeding with Jewesses.
Which is better, though?
The future looks bright.
Which is better? The Australian National Socialists throwing up the Wakanda sign, or the Nordic Resistance Movement always throwing up the commie fist?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the commie fist might take the cake.
I still
like Wakanda is a fictional fucking movie thing. Communism is real and it's killed so many of our people. So I take that a little bit more serious.
Okay, it has, but Stalin towards the end was
actually kind of based. He was kind of based.
He
wasn't
a Jew. He was actually a nationalist.
Oh, there's this whole thing on a YouTube video, one of these like educators that called out critical race theory. She's going and blaming it on white people. And there's a whole thread on there, you know, people arguing that, no, it is white people and trying to spread anti-white messages. No, that makes no sense.
Critical race theory
is Jewish.
Is not, there is no such thing. It's white genocide propaganda.
Yeah.
That's masquerading as an academic study.
Oh, it's a philosophy. It's the Frankfurt School.
Critical race theory. I mean, I did a whole show on the guy who came up with critical race theory, but essentially it's all the stuff we already talked about, cultural Marxism.
Frankfurt School.
Frankfurt School, all that stuff. It's just
Judaism, Bolshevism.
Judaic Bolshevism that's attacking white people. It's white genocide, anti-white propaganda.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, I don't know... have you heard of the Five Doctors? A lot of these people could be questionable. No. So it's a lot of the ones that you've seen maybe
these being like skeptical. The hydroxychloroquines or like Sherry maybe Tenpenny and stuff.
She might be involved.
I've heard she's a Scientologist, but I don't know.
Could be. So there are these five doctors who are, you know, anti-COVID lockdown, anti-masks and everything. And they get together and they probably, I think they get posted at Health Impact News. You're seeing that.
Okay. Some interesting. Other
stuff. But one of them briefly mentioned that the majority of, or rather, the uptake of some negative part of the vaccines that are going out are negatively affecting the reproductive rates of white women.
And
in
men.
In particular.
And
So that could be something that we're not even thinking about, too. So basically she's saying that, she didn't say white people are being targeted, just that it's affecting white people most of all.
Would tell you that
the vaccine could be, you know, really a bioweapon specifically targeting white people. Not just everybody's reproductive health. They could do a race-specific bioweapon with this.
I feel like it's a multi-pronged attack because I feel like they wouldn't need to unleash such a crazy thing just to sterilize more white women. Like, they've already done such a great job of that. Good job, Juden. I mean, you sterilized your own women. That's why Israel has to, like, I think they have to pay for up to 3 IVF attempts or something over there. It's just, like, state mandated. And they want that to become the norm over here. They want you to have to pay to procreate. Just to be able to do what you were designed to do.
I think about China, where their policy is about children.
One-child policy.
Right? So we got the Chinese social credit system. We've got all these celebrities bowing down to China. We've got so many
different things. TikTok!
They own our debt. Okay, so perhaps what we're seeing, we're going to be seeing is that you've got to pay to have a child. You know,
oh yeah, I guess
just a license.
You already kind of do.
Well, yes, if you want to have a child,
if you want to do it,
and
the right way,
and you pay for the other children too, the ones who have to who siphon off all the welfare and everything.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I'd say that this is a multi-pronged attack, but the sterilization through the vaccine definitely seems to be part of it. I'd also have to say that there's something to the
electromagnetic
5G rollout,
yeah,
where all these people are becoming magnetized. Their electromagnetic field is being completely
That's really interesting. I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but we did have someone send us a picture.
So,
of like magnets sticking to somebody.
There are way too many people that they're not. Most people aren't going out there looking to like pull a scam on others. But, yeah. Oh look, you know, I glued it to myself.
And it seems like it's just the Pfizer one. Is that right? Or I don't know.
I don't know. But
I have to try it. I know my parents.
The thing about screwing with people's electromagnetic field and also 5G being rolled out, specifically by Crown Castle, which Bill Gates owned. Yeah, Corona Castle, which Bill Gates owns a huge part of.
Oh, but Bill is now so persecuted.
Well, he's no longer
Poor
needed.
Billy
he's
boy. Not needed. No, he's not needed. He was the boogeyman, and now... Oh, and now Fauci's being exposed, and oh, yeah.
Oh,
it must be Q.
And all of it keeps the idea that the virus is real.
Exactly.
All the Fauci emails. From the lab. It was from the lab.
And he admitted that hydroxychloroquine was a cure. It's not real. That's why I get so pissed off when all these people are like, did you hear about hydroxychloroquine? I'm sorry. Did you not say this is fake? Why are you entertaining this?
And hydroxychloroquine apparently has some very negative side effects as well.
I mean, quinine, I don't know how to say it, but the stuff that's in tonic, that on itself, you know, I don't think it's bad for you.
Quinine. Is that involved in hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's one of the hydroxychloroquine.
Maybe.
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, yeah.
Look it up on your internet over there.
I'll take your word for it. But here's what I'm seeing here. The White House is endorsing a free beer program for Americans. You know, they got all the vaccine lotteries.
Oh, isn't it Budweiser, too? Like, the shittiest beer in the world?
Yeah. So if you get the vaccine, you know, not only can you get the donuts, not only can you get...
This is Idiocracy.
Yeah. You get free beer!
And you can also enter a lottery in California. You might win.
According... And I think at least six states now, maybe seven. But according to their own data... The COVID vaccine is less effective when you drink alcohol.
Oh my, it's all part of the conspiracy, so the vaccine doesn't work, Kyle.
Yes.
Because the Jews at Moderna were actually trying to help us, and then those pesky leftists got in to the lab, and they poisoned it.
Hey, what about this Poseidon guy?
This Poseidon guy has been such a shill from day one, yet everybody was like, check out Poseidon. He's got some great content. No, he doesn't. He's always been a white Sharia bro.
And vaccines.
Yep. And shutting down his comments. Look, no matter how much my comment section is a dumpster fire, I will never shut it down because I don't on BitChute because I can't.
Yeah.
You know, if there's like shit that's just unnecessary and irrelevant, then maybe I would. But I'm just letting it open. I have nothing to freaking hide. You can go ahead and claim that I'm a shill or whatever. Go ahead, post your little videos. That's fine. But when you go and shut your comments down like Grace did and like all these freaking people did after they put out a controversial video, then I just hate all this free speech. And then, no.
No, the Nazis and the vaccines. Oh, so... Yeah. Well, that's kind of what Grace was talking about. Oh, lockdowns and Nazis and vaccines.
And Anne Frank. Reich.
So.
And that.
What I saw on World Truth just this morning, I pulled up a bunch of clips. One of them was something about how viruses have never actually been isolated. You know, there's this doctor or something talking about. And you know where this all originates?
Nazi Germany.
The Third Reich.
Yep.
Yep. That's it. Oh, fascists.
Every single, It all comes back to evil Nazis. And that's why everyone gets all excited that there's all these protests going on. Oh, wow. A freedom march in Canada. It's great, but when you don't know who your enemy is, you're fighting a losing battle.
Justin Trudeau's a Nazi!
Right. Just because you're calling out the obvious. I mean, it's great that people are still realizing the obvious, but you need to know who your enemy is. You need to have your eye on the target and not just yelling out into an abyss when the enemy's sitting there laughing because they've already, you know, gotten you to come into a trap.
Right. The white capitalists need to be taken care of immediately.
The bourgeois.
The bourgeois. The white middle class has been screwing us forever.
Oh my gosh, totally. Let's go Knott's Bowl.
Full Knott's Bowl.
Full Knott's Bowl. Yeah, that's what's really frustrating. And then you have these morons who pretend to be racially aware, embracing white boy summer and all this nonsense because they think it's all just a joke. Oh, it's just a meme. It's just a joke. It's so funny. You're falling into another trap. The joke is on you.
Where they wear their ridiculous, obnoxious sunglasses, too.
Oh, yeah. Milo, the faggot pederast, is promoting wearing these, like, Hulk Hogan sunglasses, right?
Oh, something about
pit vipers. So, they look retarded. They look like trailer trash. And that's the kind of aesthetic that they're going for.
Blair Cottrell was from Australia, was promoting that as well. The juiced up meathead guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Basically, just be really obnoxious and have people hate you and say white boy summer.
Yeah, that's really helping our cause, guys. Let's make a joke out of the future of children. You know, our children have been muzzled in their own schools. And, you know, let's not focus on that, though. Let's focus on twerking and white boy summer and acting like wiggers. That is going to get us far. That's going to help
some Jewish community centers and red pill them about Jews sucking baby penises.
Yeah. That's really
good. Defense League, we're defending the goyim.
Oh, yeah, they're defending the goyim.
Are you
totally
defending Jewish babies?
That's what it seems like.
I guess.
That's a priority for them, though, going to agitate Jewish communities.
There was that guy, White C, remember him?
Yeah.
That's all he used
constantly,
to do
and call
in, call about the Metzitsa Pepe.
Yep. Which, I mean, yeah, it is.
They're pointed out, but we don't need to hear about it every single night.
Yeah, like, we know.
That's why you give them
That's
a minute.
What they do.
You call in and say you've got a minute. You got your Moyle minute.
Moyle minute.
And then they stole that.
Yeah, they did steal the Moyle minute. Because they steal everything. All of the jokes that, you know, regular white people came up with and all the little inside jokes and code words that we have, they're like, they steal it and they make a mockery of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's so funny.
Well, we've done over an hour now. I think we've done our duty, Aryan duty.
We've done our Aryan duty. Now we need to go white boy summer it up and go twerk on the beach.
What? All right.
Yeah, it must Let's be. It must be done.
Gotta take a
drive.
It's
the only way to survive.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Do check out heathenherbs.com. A lot of great products up there.
Yes.
RenegadeTribune.com.
Totally great.
100%
great.
If you want to have a great white boy summer, you don't want to get sunburned.
You need to get white boy summer SPF.
SPF 30.
I should start marketing to these morons. Get your white boy summer soap scent. It smells like Axe body spray and vomit.
Are you looking to have a great white boy summer? You won't be having a great one if you're sunburned. So try our great non-nano.
Nobody likes a sunburnt white boy, especially not negresses.
You don't want to get tan.
You don't want Shaquina to make fun of your peeling skin.
All right. Do buy them. They're on sale.
Sunscreens are on sale, but you better hurry because they're selling out like hotcakes.
That's right.
They're going fast. Yes, and I also made a new batch of Tropical Bloom soap. It smells even better this time. It's even stronger.
Oh, man. I feel bad for the people who bought it before.
Yeah, I know. You guys were missing out.
This one's even better?
It's even better.
How can it be better?
I don't know. It just keeps on getting better.
It only gets better.
It's like Obama said. It only gets better.
It only gets...
Yeah, what he's talking about, it gets worse. It gets worse. But, yeah. So, thanks for listening, guys.
Take care. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
At some point.
At some point. We might even do a video, right? Isn't that what
we're going to try to stream. We'll see. No promises
yet.
Yeah,
no promises.
We'll see if we can work out this technology.
Yeah. We're working with some ancient technology.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know anything about, like, video streaming.
Well, we got kicked off of so many things that we just stopped looking at.
Right. Yeah. So
we'll see what options are available.
Yeah, there's pretty much nothing. DLive, we would probably get kicked off of, and BitChute wouldn't be live. Oh, we have goyimtv.tv. Oh, geez,
BitChute is now abiding by the UK's, because they're based in the UK, they're abiding by the UK's definitions for incitement to hatred or incitement to violence.
Wow, that's
which
crazy.
Is ridiculous, yeah.
Bye-bye, BitChute.
Well, We'll be back with something.
Yeah, something at some point.
Take care, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.